You're listening to SBS News.
Nurse Molly Kayabikab came to Australia from the Philippines a decade ago. She says it's a popular destination among her Filipino colleagues.
Working and living here in Australia is really great. Like, you would feel valued as a nurse and you'll get some benefits as well.
She's part of a wave of skilled migration that's keeping the healthcare sector afloat, with the latest census showing 40% of Australia's nurses and carers are born overseas. Western Health Nurse Unit Manager Myra Robles says attracting migrant workers is central to maintaining the healthcare industry.
They're vital to our workforce, their language, their awareness of culture. So cultural diversity in our workforce is really vital.
There are 20% more registered nurses now than in 2016, with little change to gender diversity. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, Teresa Dickinson, says women continue to dominate the field.
99% of midwives are female, 88% of registered nurses are female, and 77% of carers in the aged and disability sector are female.
Census figures also showing there are 40% more mental health workers, but Professor Pat McGorry, Executive Director of Origin Youth Mental Health, says the industry is struggling to recruit.
All we see is scarcity and shortages. In our services, we've got dozens of vacant positions that we can't recruit to, at the same time as a huge increase in demand.
The figures show one in seven people work in healthcare and social assistance, nursing being one of the most popular areas of study. Four big industries make up 40% of the workforce: healthcare, retail, construction and education, with more than half of Australians now holding a vocational or tertiary qualification. Healthcare professions have grown rapidly, particularly in aged and disability care, with a 72% increase to the workforce, with big growth also in information technology. The number of IT support workers, programmers and systems analysts have increased by around 50%. Australian National University demographer Dr. Liz Allen says the high degree of training and qualification required is making it difficult for young people just starting out in the workforce.
The bar for success now in the workplace is increasing. Younger people at the moment are confronted with job insecurity and a workplace that is harder to break into.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.